Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. It's Parshas Tetzaveh this week, and the Parsha continues to focus on the Mishkan and associated roles. It starts with Hashem telling Bnei Yisrael to use Shemen Zayas Zach for the menorah. Then Moshe is instructed to elevate Aaron and his sons into Kohanim by dressing them in special begadim. The next bulk of the Parsha goes through the begadim of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. Unique to the Kohen Gadol is the ephod, the apron. Next comes the choshen, which is the breastplate with the stones repping all the shvatim, and it had a pocket for the urim v'tumim. Next is the me'il, the coat, and last is the tzitz, a golden band worn on the forehead with the words Kadosh LaHashem on it. After that, there's the begadim of the Kohen Hedyot that the Kohen Gadol wore too. The kasonas, a tunic, mechnasayim, pants, mikbas, a hat, and an avnet, a belt. The Parsha comes back to the present with instructions on how Aaron and his sons actually become Kohanim. They immersed in the mikvah, and then Moshe brought karbanos for them. The Torah then details more about the karbanos, and then gives a description of how future Kohen Gadols were to be brought on board. The next two aliyos discuss the both twice-daily karbanos and ketores. And that's a wrap on the Parsha. This week's vart is from Reb Elia Baruch Finkel, and he asks a question that seems fairly obvious once stated. The pasuk says that the prep of the neros for the menorah must be done by a kohen. The actual lighting, though, can be done by anyone. Which makes you go, wait, what? Shouldn't it be the opposite? The lighting is the main thing, no? The prep is just the necessary work to get to the thing that you actually have to do, right? So why is it the inverse of what you'd expect? Rav Elia Baruch brings down a gemara in Shabbos that says, you think the Mishkan needs the light? La'ira hu hatzarech? Who needs it? Who is the light for? It's for you. And where do you really show up and give yourself over to Hashem? In the prep. That's where you show your love and devotion and attention to detail. How the prep is done. Not the actual 2 seconds of lighting. The lighting is just to concretize the manifestation of the work we've been doing in the prep to actualize our relationship and devotion to Hashem. And then I ask the question, why the menorah? What does the menorah represent that this halachic point in Hashgava is made through its avoda? My son told me that the menorah represents the Torah, which is basically all-encompassing, everything in the world. It's not about getting the work done. It's about how the work was done. Torah is formative. Therefore, this trickles down to everything in the world. It's about the effort and the intention. Not the result. Sit with that a little, but not too long, because then you might actually have to change your life. Wishing you a good Shabbos. See you next Parsha. Don't forget to enter this week's raffle to win cool non-Rebbetzin swag. All you got to do is ask a question on this week's Parsha. No answer is needed. The form is in the show notes. Congrats to this past week's winner, Ben Goldstein. Questions or comments, or if you want to sponsor a prize, email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.